You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and most importantly, why it matters. So much to get to today. Some big news to end the week with that the president kind of initiated both yesterday late in the day. And we start with the biggest story of all. Will he sit down one-on-one with Kim Jong-un? It looks like the table is set. Dr. Herb Lundin is here to give us his thoughts. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
President Trump has said for some time that he was open to talks and he would willingly meet with Kim Jong-un when conditions were right and the time was right. And I think in the president's judgment, that time has arrived now.
If you had asked me yesterday when we were winding things up at Kevin McCullough Radio in drive time, I would have told you that the president playing the Jedi mind trick that he did in his tariff announcement, which is, and I'm going to spend time on this today, which is really rather remarkable. People don't know this. The media completely missed the lead. No nation will be forced to pay a tariff if they don't wish to. But the president made it a genius move of making it their choice. I'll explain all this later. That would have been the number one story to talk about. But only a couple of hours after his tariff announcement came the bombshell that a sitting president of the United States will take a one-on-one meeting with the sitting dictator of North Korea. Now, in terms of historical proportionality, I don't know how you measure this. Maybe my first guest tonight has this understanding in his frame of reference, but I'm not exactly sure. Dr. Herb Lundin is the head of the London Center for Policy Research, and he frequently joins us and helps us understand these things all that much better. Dr. Lundin, welcome back.
Well, Kevin, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
So how, in terms of just from a historical perspective, is this Nixon and China? Is this Kennedy and the Cuba Missile Crisis? What level of precedent does this set for the sitting president of the United States to agree to a one-on-one with a dictator like Kim Jong-un?
Look, I think that it's to some degree unprecedented. Churchill once made the comment, Jaw-jaw is better than war-war. And I think that that is undoubtedly true. However, it's a little premature to make any judgments about its importance in world history. You do not know how things will unfold. Is this a propagandistic effort on the part of Kim Jong-un? Is there something that you can believe? If, in fact, there is going to be some sort of examination, yes, I think you want to trust, but can you verify? To go back to the old line that was used by Ronald Reagan. So right. Before anyone makes any judgments, I think it's a little early to be saying, well, you know something, this is really a rather historic moment. Yes, it's historic in the sense that the president is willing to engage in this conversation. But what comes of it remains to be seen.
There is going to be a lot of speculation between now and May, when the believed sit-down date is scheduled to take place, about the where, the how, the what, and the who will all be involved. But let me read to you something that Richard Nixon said in 1980. A president should go to a summit only if the stakes are worth the risks and if the meeting is thoroughly programmed in advance. No American president should go to a summit with an adversary unless he knows what is on the other side of the mountain. Is it your opinion, Dr. Lundin, that Donald J. Trump is following Richard Nixon's advice or breaking new ground here?
I think he is undoubtedly following advice. I mean, if I were sitting in the White House today, I'd say to the president, please be absolutely sure you know exactly what it is you will ask for, and please be sure that before the meeting begins, there's agreement on what you will be discussing. If, in fact, you're going to be discussing the cessation of tests, that's one thing. If you're talking about the denuclearization of North Korea, that's another matter. They may even occur in steps. But it's important for the president to have a very clear idea of what will be achieved as a result of these negotiations. To go into it and think it's a kind of blue sky conversation is a terrible mistake.
Right. Well, and let me just ask for your reaction to his initial statement last night that both South Korea and the State Department and our Department of Defense all seem to reinforce, and that is that the president is insisting that this maximum pressure that they have applied stay in place. And the president went so far as to say absolutely zero activity on missiles between now and the meeting, if there's a hope to have this meeting. Your reaction on kind of the ground rules he's laid out that will be in force until this meeting occurs, if it is to occur?
Well, look, the president has to keep applying the pressure. I believe that it's very important that that continue. It's not only a question of the pressure. I think that the president's team, and this is be the negotiating team coming out of the State Department, has to have a very clear idea of what it is they want to achieve, a point that I tried to make earlier. It's not a question of going into that meeting saying, you know something, we really believe that the North Koreans have a kind of open view of this matter. They do not have an open view. They have a very clear idea of what they want to achieve. We have to have an equally clear idea about what we want to achieve. And that is very often a problem in the diplomatic circles. Very often the goal of diplomacy is the discussion itself. This should not be the case when we sit down with Kim Jong-un.
What will be interesting about this, Dr. London, is whether it is able to accomplish anything of significant status in terms of this agreement. Some people have said the mere freezing of tests and the mere freezing of a program is nowhere near enough to even entertain a conversation. The president used the word, as you did a moment ago, denuclearization. The South Korean president used the word denuclearization. What has brought Kim Jong-un to this place where he's at least holding out that carrot after so many years of just saying to the United States, go pound sand?
This is exactly the key point, Kevin, and very astute to bring it up. There are several things that are happening. Number one, I think he is feeling the pressure of sanctions. I think that what is happening is starting to have an effect. Two, the largest forgery operation in the world is conducted by North Korea. They generate a very sizable part of their cash flow from forged documents and forged currencies. Countries around the world are starting to catch up. They are understanding what defensive measures are necessary in order to deal with forgeries. And so a lot of the revenue that would come in as a result of this kind of illegal activity, that's been curtailed. And then number three, the Chinese, to some degree, and again, I would underscore the words, to some degree, have limited the amount of fuel that's going into North Korea. Without fuel, you don't have electricity. Without electricity, you don't have computers. Without computers, you're not sending any ICBMs to North America. So it is very, very clear that these three factors have come together at a particular moment in history to put enormous amount of pressure on Kim Jong-un. And if you don't have resources, you can't support your technology, and obviously you can't support the infrastructure of your society.
There was a lot of criticism of President Trump early in his administration, Dr. London, where people would say that Mr. Tillerson in the State Department appeared to be saying one thing, and Mad Dog in the Defense Department seemed to be saying something else. And then sometimes you'd have the executive branch saying something, maybe a third layer of messaging. But at the time, I believe you and others were saying this is known as sandwich strategy, where they just continued to push all ends to the middle. And I'm just curious, are we now seeing the fruit of that?
Well, I think to some degree you are. I mean, look, I remember all of the liberal critics saying of the president, look, he speaks like a buffoon. He's saying our button is bigger than your button. And after all, who is this rocket man, this fat rocket man? And that kind of language, distinctly inappropriate from diplomatic channels. But what most people do not understand is that you're dealing with an adolescent in North Korea.
Right.
You're dealing with a person whose IQ may just be above room temperature. So, I mean, you're not dealing with someone who's very sophisticated. And in some sense, Donald Trump was speaking his language. I mean, as odd and as peculiar
well,
as that may
it's
sound.
Not any, it's not any more peculiar than the way he spoke the language of the Rust Belt during the election cycle when everybody else thought he was totally incapable of reaching those voters.
Exactly.
Dr. London, I get it. Hey, thank you for your analysis. We will be watching to see what occurs, and thank you for helping us understand it a little bit better today.
Kevin, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
We've still got a big show on tap, friends. Much breaking news, major stories of the day. Do not go away. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I know how you feel. You don't like what you see in the mirror. You keep saying, well, it's the new year. I'll do something about it. You may have even tried for a short period of time, and you found no success on your own. Friends, those 20 to 40 plus pounds that are on your frame that you don't have to be there. In fact, I have a guaranteed solution to get rid of 20 to 40 plus pounds. My good friend, Dr. Kerry Skorsky, who helped me lose 30 pounds almost 3 years ago now, and I've kept it off ever since. It's a computerized NRF technology that helps you find your perfect and exact fat burning zone. It's 100% customized to you. It can't be repeated on anyone else. And there's no hunger, cravings, drugs, prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Friends, everything is good about this program. 844-THE-DIET. Get started now. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com. Or call them 844-THE-DIET.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, March 14th at 5:30 p.m. Go to niac.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's niac.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want your thin hair to feel and look thicker? With Viviscal, the number one drug-free healthy hair supplement in the U.S., two little tablets is all it takes, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free plus free shipping. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within, and we guarantee you'll love your hair growth results. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by doctors. Here's what dermatologist Dr. John Laura has to say about Viviscal.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
It's so easy to try Viviscal. Call right now for a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call 800-335-6708. That's 800-335-6708. 800-335-6708.
Are you still treating unwanted pests in your home with toxic chemicals? Being a parent or pet owner, surely that would concern you, yes? Forget about wasting money on those cheap ultrasonic devices that claim to emit sounds but don't penetrate walls, furniture, or other obstacles. Plug-in Pest Free has been the innovator in electromagnetic pest control technology, and for decades we've kept pests out of homes and businesses like yours around the world. Plug-in Pest Free works along the wiring of your home or business, pulse modulating the existing electromagnetic field, reaching deep inside the cavities of your walls, cupboards, and other inaccessible areas where conventional methods can't reach. Plug-in Pest Free is maintenance-free and environmentally friendly. So plug in a Pest Free today for long-term, cost-effective electronic pest control at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off and free shipping. Order yours today at gopestfree.com. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule for my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code
THEMISSION,
and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
THEMISSION.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. And, you know, one of those things that you probably realize if you're in the city and you spend a lot of time in the city, you may not realize it, but you may just kind of have a feeling that it feels like there are more homeless people around New York City than there have been in years past. And that's not an unfounded feeling. In fact, if you look at the numbers, somewhere around 65,000 homeless people that are documented. There may be more that are out of the shelters, that are on the streets, but it's a really significant issue. This next week, actually, on Kevin McCullough Radio, we're going to try to help the Bowery Mission, the New York City Rescue Mission, and the Goodwill Rescue Mission in the city of Newark to try to help some of these folks this spring with some meals. That's part of what we do. But before we do that, there was a brand new study that was released today by the Manhattan Institute and their press office. And Rachel O'Brien sent me this great heads up. A new study has been completed by Stephen Ide, a senior fellow at the Institute, that talks about the different approaches to dealing with the issue. And in some sense, feels like there's a moving of the goalposts in terms of how to help the homeless circumstance. And that senior fellow of the Manhattan Institute now joins us, Stephen Ide. Welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So the issue of homelessness represents what in modern day New York?
Well, it represents really the great exception to the city's comeback over recent decades. You know, we talk endlessly about the crime decline, the revival of so many neighborhoods, the growth of the economy, but homelessness remains a persistent problem. You know, the economy goes down, homelessness goes up, the economy goes up, homelessness goes up. So it continues to be a big struggle for city government and for this de Blasio administration in particular.
Is it worse now than it's ever been?
Yeah, the numbers are at a historic high. There are about 60,000 homeless people in the shelter system. There are also a few thousand more. We're not entirely sure living in the streets and the subways. And, yeah, that's higher than it has ever been in modern history in New York.
Is it representative of what we've always thought homelessness was stereotyped or looked like, or does it have a different face than it used to?
Well, I think the crisis that we have on our hands now has had roughly the same form since the 1980s.
Okay.
You know, when we're talking about,
so lots of women and children as part of the population.
Yes, the majority of the population is families with children, but the hardcore street homeless, the people who are the chronic cases, those are single adults. That's the population which has high rates of mental illness, substance abuse. Those are the people who are really the most difficult to help, even when resources are available for them.
Right. All right. So you sat down to study this issue to determine what?
Well, the structure that we have in place to help the homeless mostly focuses on shelter, providing them with shelter. Shelters are in New York City. It's an enormous network. of shelters for single adults and families. They're mostly run by nonprofit organizations that are funded by the government. So it's sort of a little bit like charter schools. But what's different from charter schools is that currently the city does not have in place a good system to benchmark how well shelters are doing at their job. The Bloomberg administration did have a system in place to benchmark shelter performance and also reward high-performing shelters. That does not currently exist under the de Blasio administration. And so I think bringing something back, what the Bloomberg administration had in place, would help with the current crisis.
You talked about how the homelessness is kind of the issue that has survived the renaissance of New York City as in terms of a dark spot. But what were the different approaches? Let's say Giuliani, Bloomberg to de Blasio. And you do kind of have kind of three different, I think, approaches there. But what were they most significantly known by? And why do you think such varied degrees of emphasis exist?
Well, the Giuliani administration was especially responsible for setting up this system of not-for-profitization, of letting not-profits do the frontline work of shelter services. They were also very focused on the issue of public order, of maintaining the social order in the streets. The Bloomberg administration carried through a lot of the work that the Giuliani administration had in place and even went better in setting up, like I said, the system of accountability and performance measurement for the shelter system. There were times when homelessness declined during these administrations. There were a few years under Bloomberg when the economy was growing, where the homeless population actually did decline. The de Blasio administration, even though, you know, we've had a number of years of economic growth since de Blasio took office, has not seen homelessness decline yet. They claim that it has plateaued, that they're preventing it from growing, at least in terms of the families. That's what they say. But it hasn't declined yet. So thus far, even though, you know, this is a progressive administration which came in, you know, talking big talk about what it was going to accomplish in homelessness, their record, I don't think you could say, has been superior to that of the Bloomberg and Giuliani administrations.
Yeah. Well, and you point out in the study that this difference in approach has resulted in some natural differences in terms of the outcomes, specifically that de Blasio seems to be more focused on getting clean and safe shelters available for people, where Bloomberg was more focused on moving them out of the shelter system. Clarify that if I'm not correct, but
yeah,
then explain why it matters.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, there are constantly stories in the news about, you know, bad conditions in shelters, sometimes tragic murders happening in shelters. We don't want people to be murdered in shelters, and we don't want homeless people to live in absolutely miserable conditions. That said, providing a clean, safe place to stay while you look for another apartment has never been just what shelter is about. Shelter is also about services, and it's also about moving people back into the community, into an independent living situation as promptly as possible. In fact, a message to that effect is still in the City Department of Homeless Services mission statement. So that, I think it's fair to say, was more of a focus of the Bloomberg administration. The de Blasio administration, you know, maybe just because the crisis has been so out of hand, they've had to focus so much on the cleanliness, the safety issue. They haven't been as focused on the incentive issue, but I think that, you know, that's something that we're really going to need to see if we want to get this crisis under control.
If they're not focused on it, Steve and I, it generally tends to say to me that they're not really worried about it. So is it fair to say that de Blasio's not trying to get people incentivized to come out of homelessness and back into civil society?
Well, I think that, you know, officially that is something that the city administration says it's concerned about. But look, this is a debate that we have about social policy. How much, you know, are we concerned about self-sufficiency, and how much are we simply about, you know, increasing access to public assistance programs? I mean, certainly Giuliani and Bloomberg administration, we had a big focus on self-sufficiency and not just on homelessness. De Blasio, clearly there's been less of that.
Yeah. All right. Steve and I, good work at the Manhattan Institute. Thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
How would you like a second paycheck without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit so you can get started right away. Just call 888-827-1516. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Call 888-827-1516. They will even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Call 888-827-1516 or go online to otaclass.com. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 888-827-1516 or otaclass.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Before you buy that engagement ring or wedding band or any piece of fine jewelry, ask yourself some important questions. Are you looking for a custom-designed, one-of-a-kind ring? Would you like to find a jeweler that you can trust who can guide you through the entire process? And do you have a set budget and are looking for a guaranteed low price, but you want the highest quality diamonds for that price? Would you like to pay for your jewelry with a no-interest payment plan? Do the big jewelry stores make you uncomfortable with their aggressive sales tactics? The answer to all of the above is call Anew at Lord's Diamonds. Tell her the ring style you like, tell her your budget, and let Lord's Diamonds go to work for you and custom create a timeless masterpiece for you. All within your budget. Guaranteed. Quality, caring, Christian principles. The best prices define Lord's Diamonds. And I urge you to call now to set up an appointment with Anew at Lord's Diamonds. 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds. 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
New City Kids annual spring production, Legacy, debuts soon. Legacy explores how God's interruption into our story changes everything. Hurts are healed and redemption enters, rewriting our story to one of hope and love. There are several opportunities to see Legacy, Friday, March 16th in Wyckoff, New Jersey, Sunday, March 18th in Liberty Corner, New Jersey, and Saturday, March 24th in Jersey City, New Jersey. Get more info and purchase your tickets today at newcitykids.org/legacy.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, I'm so thankful that you could be here. Just this reminder, I've got a brand new piece up at townhall.com today, and I would really like it if you would take a look at it. Yesterday, with the president announcing that he is, in fact, going to put tariffs on countries that send us their steel and aluminum if they don't meet certain criteria, has caused a bit of saber rattling in the Congress and in the Senate. Republicans are saying that he needs to be opposed on this. Democrats seem to like the idea. They always have. Unions are very favorable to things that make the jobs here, particularly in blue-collar areas, more accessible. And this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do because the president has made it very clear that he is going to focus on trying to improve the lives of Americans. Along those lines, so anyway, townhall.com, three things the media is not telling you about Trump's tariffs that they should be. You can go read it for yourself. Along those lines, new labor statistics out today. More than 313,000 jobs created. They beat the estimates of what everybody was expecting that they would make. And the unemployment rate stayed at a 17-year low, 4.1%, meaning that we have a very stable job market. There are more and more people getting work. There are fewer and fewer people needing work. This is all tremendous news. And as these tariffs begin to kick in, or the energy from the tariffs begin to kick in, you're going to see more production jobs open up soon as well. So interesting, just numbers, but they are real, and they're having an impact on people. There's some other numbers I ran across today that I'm really rather miffed about, and I want to be all transparent on this. But Bree Payton, who writes for The Federalist, was the first one to report it, but I saw it echoed in several other places. American taxpayers have paid more than $1.5 billion in tax money over the last three-year period for one specific activity. $1.5 billion. Now, just so you understand what that is a one and a five. And let's see, eight zeros following it. That's how many dollars we as American taxpayers have paid towards this one specific activity. According to a new study by the Government Accountability Office, a lot of the funding came through Department of Health and Human Services. Some came from the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. But the report that was released stated that four of the five organizations that got the biggest checks courtesy of the American taxpayers were actually referred to the Department of Justice for ongoing criminal investigations as it relates to this very money. So just to be clear, we gave $1.5 billion in tax dollars, you and I, every one of you listening to me right now, you paid for this. It got shuffled through Department of Health and Human Services and U.S. Agency for International Development. It was given to organizations inside of America, and of one organization, four of their five biggest locations that got the biggest checks were then referred to the Department of Justice for ongoing criminal investigations. Now, supposedly, we have federal taxpayer laws that are supposed to bar any of this from happening. We have federal tax laws that are supposed to prevent our tax money from being funneled this way to organizations that do what these organizations do, and now they're in potential criminal legal trouble for it. None of this is supposed to be happening. This tells you how lax the accountability has been and why this study by the Government Accountability Office is rather necessary. If you want to get it a little bit more clear, you and I and our tax dollars over the last 3 years have paid for the execution of 1,161,000 children through this activity. That's what this money was used for. It went to Planned Parenthood, which commingles money. But the laws on the books that say you can't use tax money for abortions puts them in jeopardy. That's why they're getting criminal referrals. By the way, that means you and I paid $1,291 for every child that we helped kill. How do you like that, America? Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. On Mondays, you hear me discuss financial issues with David Fisher of Landmark Capital, who would like to give you a $1,350 gold coin on April the 2nd. How? By winning this great giveaway. Here's how you register, am570themission.com. Every person that does will also get a complimentary financial survival kit for 2018, valued at nearly $180 all on its own. The winner will be announced on my show on April the 2nd. Go to am570themission.com to register. That's am570themission.com.
Got back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center can help. Just ask Dr. Robert Saloom.
I remember one incident lifting a box of heavy books and something snapped in my back. In 2-3 weeks, I was pain-free.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery.
Say goodbye to your pain. Call Dr. Keller at 800-707-5010. 800-707-5010. Every year, WMCA holds a special event where we give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA in Leading the Way's Dr. Michael Youssef on May 10th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Pastors can register for complimentary tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase tickets at am570themission.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition, sponsored by Nyack College.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And now, here's Mike Huckabee!
That's what it sounds like every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern when Mike Huckabee takes the stage from his theater there in Nashville, Tennessee, or some of us who have had some sort of relationship to the music industry like to call it Nash Vegas. What goes in that? What goes on in Las Vegas sometimes stays in Las Vegas. Anyway, Governor Mike Huckabee, we catch up to again on Friday per usual. And Governor, it's always a pleasure to hear your cheery voice. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you very, very much.
You know, in the world of politics, there are people that are seemingly more optimistic than others. And you've always been one, no matter really what office you ever ran for. You always had the best jokes. In fact, in your presidential run, the first go around where I really got to know you in that cycle, I thought you won every single one of the debates based entirely on the number of times when the tension would be thick as anything in there. And you'd uncork a one liner that the whole place would fall apart around. And I thought just the sheer winsomeness of the whole thing gave you a good advantage that go around.
Well, and as you can see, Kevin, it's
really panned out.
Well, yeah, I never made it to the White House. I ended up with the talk shows. But, you know, I guess it's maybe my just desserts. I would love to have seen the election turn out differently. But, you know, I do think sometimes people take themselves way too seriously. And it's an issue that I confront constantly. I say it this way. People take themselves seriously and don't take God seriously. I think the whole country would be better off if we took God seriously and didn't take ourselves so seriously.
Speaking of which, just yesterday on this broadcast, I replayed the almost contemptible comments from Joy Behar about people that hear from Jesus must be mentally ill, because evidently the muckety mucks at ABC all came out to the shareholders and said, well, she's apologized for that. She apologized to the vice president. I haven't heard her apology, and I haven't seen it in print anywhere. But the Disney company wanting, I guess, to keep Disney moviegoers from losing too much of their market share, decided to try to make that right. But you're right. If we had a better understanding of God kind of being the center of the universe as opposed to mankind, we might live in a very different world.
I think we would live in a different world. And it's interesting to me that while Joy Behar was just excoriating Vice President Pence over hearing from God, I don't remember her saying anything of the same kind to Oprah, who said that she would only run for president if she heard from God. And nobody thought that that was all that crazy. But is Oprah crazy because she listens to God? I don't think so. And it's just, again, the double standard, the hypocrisy, the looniness of the far left. And they can't even see the obvious. They're oblivious to their own duplicity.
Yeah. Speaking of duplicity, the Democrats this week have finally started to take some criticism on the chin from the Dreamers. They finally, as of yesterday, were called out on it, at least by some, saying that they don't walk the walk or talk the talk, and that while much of the criticism for the breakdown and what to do with the Dreamers has been pointed at the president, that really the problem here has been the Democrats. Governor Huckabee, the Democrats have fought for years to say that these Dreamers should deserve a place to stay in America, and that we should value their contributions, and that these are kids that came here, no fault of their own, blah, blah, blah. Why aren't they doing more in this window of opportunity that they have to get something done?
Because they don't really care about the Dreamers. What they care stopping Donald Trump from being able to care about the Dreamers. The fact is, Donald Trump, as president, put more on the table than the Democrats were even asking for. And what he said was, here, I'll give you twice as many Dreamers, if you will, than you even said we needed to cover. And here's what I want. I want the wall. Now, that's a reasonable exchange. And in politics, you rarely ever get everything you want. And I've often said, Kevin, I learned this the hard way. If you say, I want everything, and I want it right now, you're going to get nothing, and you're going to get it forever. Politics is the art of the doable. That was a very doable deal. They could have all done the happy dance, toasted marshmallows, and sung kumbaya around a campfire, but the Democrats proved that it's not about kids, it's not about DACA, it's not about anything other than they hate Donald Trump, and they don't want to get him credit for anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. I think it would have been an opportunity for them to claim victory on some level and sure. To have something to run on that was positive, that actually had been accomplished on their watch. But so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And something else I want to get your thoughts on. We're being told about the big blue wave and how this November is going to be a slaughter for Republicans and so forth. In Texas this last week, they had their primary, and there was much ballyhoo about Ted Cruz's opponent and how much money they'd raised. And when it came down to the turnout, I think Senator Cruz still ended up with something like 1.5 to 1, the turnout, in a fairly non-competitive primary for him, which means when it comes down to the general, I would suspect that the intensity will be a little bit more. Is the big blue wave something that could possibly not even happen?
I don't think it's going to happen. I think there are three reasons. As people continue to languish with the effects of Obamacare that the Democrats and John McCain kept from being repealed, as they also are reminded that Nancy Pelosi thought that their improved paychecks and their bonuses were nothing but crumbs, and remember that the Democrats, to every last one of them, voted against them getting that pay raise, and then as they realize that they really didn't want to deal with the immigration issue, they're for open borders, they're for protecting all the people who are here illegally, and they're not here for protecting Americans. I think you add all those three things together, and I don't think the Democrats are going to have a very good year after all.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they still maybe won more seats in the House than they have currently, but I'm not convinced that they're going to take back either control of either House, The more that the tax reform seems to work, I think the more that works in the Republicans' favors. But the challenge there, Governor, and I'd like to know your thoughts on this, is Republicans cannot be passive. They've got to get out and tell the story of what's going on, don't they?
They not only have to tell it, but they have to tell it in the vernacular of the people who are out there receiving the benefits of the tax plan. They need to quit talking like CPAs and lawyers and start talking like people who work in machine shops and people who stand on concrete floors and lift heavy things all day for a living. And sometimes that's the Republicans' biggest problem. They don't know how to communicate in simple terms. The president does. That's why he's president. But most of the congressional leaders of Congress, they don't know how. They'll talk about job creators, and they'll talk about things, and you think, okay, we get all that. But tell me how it affects Joe Lunchbox out there, because I grew up Joe Lunchbox. I tell people all the time that I have a lot more in common with people working in the kitchen than the folks sitting at the head table. Speak to me in the way that I understand from having worked in the kitchen, not from having sat at the head table, because there are a lot more people in the kitchen than there are at the head table.
No, that's so well said. That's so well said. Well, if you're just joining us, Governor Huckabee joins us every Friday, and we like to take a sneak peek at his big weekend broadcast. So a few weeks in now, Gov, how do you like the new show?
I'm having more fun than I ever imagined. The show is great, and I think if people haven't seen it yet, they should tune in and watch Saturday, Sunday, 8 and 11. This week, Senator Joe Lieberman will talk to me about civility and how to get things done in Washington. We've got financial guru Dave Ramsey, one of the best ever in talking about practical. And right. Our musical guest, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't get any better than that. So it's a great show. We'll have a great time.
And, of course, you're going to be playing bass with them, so that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Governor
Elvira.
We'll be watching. Coming up Saturday night, 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and then again Sunday night. And Governor, as always, thanks for dropping by. Wish you the best this weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I know how you feel. You don't like what you see in the mirror. You keep saying, well, it's the new year, I'll do something about it. You may have even tried for a short period of time, and you found no success on your own. Friends, those 20 to 40 plus pounds that are on your frame that you don't want don't have to be there. In fact, I have a guaranteed solution to get rid of 20 to 40 plus pounds. My good friend Dr. Kerry Skorsky, who helped me lose 30 pounds almost 3 years ago now, and I've kept it off ever since. It's a computerized NRF technology that helps you find your perfect and exact fat burning zone. It's 100% customized to you. It can't be repeated on anyone else. And there's no hunger, cravings, drugs, prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Friends, everything is good about this program. 844-THE-DIET. Get started now. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com.
or call them 844-THE-DIET.
If you're selling your home, buying for the first time, looking for the perfect rental, or need a tenant, D'Amico Group is here to serve. I'm Val D'Amico, CEO of D'Amico Group Real Estate. With over 14 years of experience in the five boroughs and Westchester County, our firm works relentlessly to make sure your real estate needs are met. Call us at 718-510-3012 or email valerie@damicogroup.org to find out what your property's worth or to discuss your next move. Remember, D'Amico means friend, and with D'Amico Group Real Estate, you've got a friend in the business.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us every single day here at Kevin McCullough Radio, where we try our hardest to help illuminate your mind, help to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. It's all part of the equation. And part of that is telling the facts that no one else tells. Just ran across this one from the WRAL TechWire site late yesterday. But, you know, we've been talking about the tariffs. We've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about the different things that are impacting jobs. And, the tariff discussion, a lot of it is, will this be a tax on consumer goods? I believe that there's going to be so much benefit to what they're doing that it's going to offset that. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Stephen Moore, maybe Larry Kudlow are right. Maybe Kevin McCullough's wrong. We'll wait and see. By the way, if you want to read the real lead of the story from yesterday, go to townhall.com and read the number one trending article on the site. It's my column today that tells you why the lead from Trump's announcement yesterday should have been something very different than the way the media wrote it. But there's this other, and two other things. There's two great movies coming out soon I want you to see. One is about the life of the Apostle Paul. Jim Caviezel stars as Dr. Luke. And then the guy that plays Paul is the guy from Game of Thrones and a couple of other things. But it looks like the interaction between the two characters is just phenomenal. I haven't seen it yet. I did get a sneak peek at the film I Can Only Imagine, which is based on the writing of that song came about, what the backstory was to it. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the best films that I've ever seen in terms of how they tell the story of how a song came into being. And if you're a dad, it's really going to rip your heart out. It certainly did mine. Anyway, go see them. They're out soon. And for more information, check the website of this radio station to see for yourself. Okay, finally, back when the bonuses were being announced by the different companies, you remember that? How many companies were going to pay a $1,000 bonus at the end of the year, and how many more were going to give an increase in pay and so forth? Well, it is remarkable now that according to the WRAL TechWire, approximately 40% of all companies across America are planning to step up hiring as a result of the tax reform policies. This was just reported yesterday. And the optimism index rose to over 71 points on a 100-point scale in the annual quarter or the quarterly survey, which ended on March 2nd. First time it's broken the 70% barrier in some years. This is according to the Duke University CFO Global Business Outlook Index, which rates optimism on the economy nationwide. Friends, be of good cheer. There is good news ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.